and you said we're starting to close on it now?
Said Mitchell, making the report at 4 hours, 31 minutes. They're starting to close in again at on another attempt to dock with the lunar module. We presently show Apollo 14 at a distance of 17,453 nautical miles away from Earth.
Roger, Ed.
Here it comes.
No latch.
No latch.
No latch, Houston.
Roger.
Apollo Control, Houston, 4 hours, 33 minutes. You heard that report of no latch. In the control center, we have a probe and drogue assembly. Looking very closely over it, our backup commander, Gene Cernan, along with John Young and Chet Lee, mission director, and John Llewellyn, who's one of the flight control team. We're at 4 hours, 34 minutes, and we show Apollo 14 at a distance of 17,729 nautical miles.
Houston 14, I'm sure you're thinking about the possibility of going hard suit and bringing the probe inside to look at, as we are.
That's affirmative. We may have one more procedure to try prior to going to that standby one out.
Okay.
That was Al Shepard who made the suggestion, apparently being considered aboard the spacecraft, as it certainly is here in Mission Control, that of depressurizing the cabin and bringing the probe inside for a closer scrutiny. We're at 4 hours, 36 minutes into the flight. We show 14 at a distance of 17,000 994 nautical miles away from Earth.
14 Houston.
Go ahead.
We'd like some more words on the exact appearance of the drogue, the scratches, and so forth, please. Over.
Okay, I'll try to give you the best. As I look at the probe, and then y'all can figure out where the docking latches are from there, but as I look at the probe and the docking position, the prominent thing are we have three scratches about, oh, maybe a couple inches long, and they're really, well, the top one's about essentially 12 o'clock, maybe 11:30, and then they're spaced, you know, equally around the ring, about 120 out. Now, there is one other scratch I didn't see before that I must have put on this last attempt. I noticed it as we backed out, and it, well, there are a couple other little ones, but the next prominent scratch is at about the 7 o'clock position. It starts at the hole and runs out for about 3 inches, maybe 4 inches.
And all these scratches are radial, and they're right up at the very apex of the drogue.
Roger. We got one more idea down here before doing any hard food work, and let me throw it out at you, and you can come back with your impressions. We're thinking of attempting to dock actually without the aid of the probe, which requires some pretty fine alignment. We're thinking that maybe you could go ahead and go through a normal plus X and put the probe in a drogue, and while you're holding a, this will help you with your alignment, and while you're holding a plus X, go ahead and blow a bottle and try and retract the probe. Now, if the probe retracts, it should retract well out of your way so that the actual docking latches, with any luck on the alignment, should make. Now, if you get one latch, we feel we'll be fat, and we can get them all. There's one hooker. The configuration that we think you might be in, electrically, there may be a series path broken, which doesn't allow us actually to retract the probe through blowing one of those bottles. But we feel it sure is worth a chance or worth a try before we do any hard suit work.
Gino, let me see if we understand you on that. Your thought is to blow one of the bottles to retract the probe after we're lined up and just before contact, or wait until we contact and then thrusting and then retract the probe.
Okay, Al, we're thinking that actually if you use the leave the probe extended until you actually contact, that any small, minute misalignment, at least in translation, left, right, up, or down, will be taken out as the probe centers in the hole of the drogue. If you can keep a plus X going at that time and then retract the probe, hopefully your alignment will stay fairly close, and we may pick up a couple of the docking latches. Now, as I said, we've got some reservations. We're not sure actually the probe is going to retract, so you might keep that in mind. But again, if it doesn't retract, we haven't lost a bottle. And if it does retract, and you do get a docking latch, we've accomplished what we wanted to.
Okay, stand by one.
This is Apollo Control Houston at 4 hours 43 minutes now into the flight. You heard the discussions between Gene Cernan, now at the Capcom position, and Al Shepard. The bottle reference, this a bottle of gaseous nitrogen, which activates a pneumatic system that retracts the probe. This is perhaps a consideration that will be pursued at this time. We're at 4 hours 43 minutes. We presently show Apollo 14 at an altitude of 18,928 nautical miles.